Today it is the 28th of June, 1976. Paul Cummings talking to Dorothy Speier in her garden in Paris. Right?
Looking at the Eiffel Tower.
Looking at the Eiffel Tower, right. How Paris can you get?
This is a strategic moment, the year of the bicentennial.
Right. Anyway, I think if we could get just a little kind of background, how you got interested in art. I know your brother's been involved with it for a long time. Did you start? Did he start? Was the family interested? The family.
My mother collected all this. Mother was very interested. She didn't collect contemporary painting.
Mm-hmm.
She collected mainly decorative arts, furniture, silver,
mm-hmm.
and old masters, not great old masters, but
mm-hmm.
paintings. Then she got my father interested.
Mm-hmm.
She was also a painter and then became a sculptor. She's still sculpting. I'll show you some of her work. And
sure.
She showed a lot. So
mm-hmm.
that's how we got interested.
You kind of grew up with
right.
it all.
And my brother studied to be an architect
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
studied with Mies van der Rohe.
Right.
Built a great deal, and then he went into the museum field.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a
mm-hmm.
sister who is a painter.
Right.
You may
right.
have seen her work.
Oh, yes,
they
right.
have a few at the house.
Right.
So
right.
And
so,
then so I studied to be an art historian at the Art at the Institute of Fine Arts at New York University.
Oh, when was that?
That was, as I'm thinking back in my past, that was about in 45.
Mm-hmm.
And I almost got my master's. I just didn't finish the
mm-hmm.
thesis. And my period was 12th and 13th century Italian painting.
Oh.
And I really think that's where I learned to look at painting because I studied
mm-hmm.
with Richard Offner.
Oh, yes, right.
Who I
sure.
think was just
sure.
a great, great teacher.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's my background, briefly.
Well, that started that. But then,
yeah.
Did you want to be an art historian to teach, or was that just an interest? Or
well, I wasn't sure for what I wanted to do with being an art historian.
Mm-hmm.
And then I sort of went into USIS and was sent as a cultural attaché.
Right.
But to double back, I began to collect from the time I was 15. I think that was
what,
the most
what kind of thing?
My first piece I bought, I'll show you, is in there, was when I was 15. I went to Gump's in San Francisco and bought a Siamese statue that's quite good.
Oh.
And then the first thing I collected was German Expressionism, Nolde
mm-hmm.
and things like that. I collected a lot from the time I was in my teens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I was always very much interested in art.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I went into USIS...
How did you get into that? Was that...
I think that was then, after the war, you know, you felt you should do something
mm-hmm.
useful.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to be a cultural and I wanted to travel. Now,
it's a good combination.
So I was sent here as a cultural attaché.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no idea in the world that I'd do anything in the art field.
Mm-hmm. What kind? Where did you start first?
I was supposed to be sent to Lyon.
Mm-hmm.
But when I got here, they kept me for about 4 months here. Then I went to Lyon, stayed a few months, and came back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was here about 15 years.
Right, from what, 1950 to 65?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So, I managed to get the people here interested in an art program.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I kept them to start. I don't remember how I got the idea to start on it.
Mm-hmm.
That I was sent here to do something totally different in the cultural program.
What kind of program, I mean, did you have one, or did they
no,
give you one, or you
Yeah, I was supposed to look after women's activities, which I just love. Women's activities, lectures. And, you know, be in contact with people, but
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
nothing to do with art. And then I really created a whole art program here.
What
and
got you going? I mean, what?
Well, I think, first of all, there are a lot of artists here after the war.
Oh, yes, right.
And I got interested
mm-hmm.
in them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I started to collect myself, and I realized that nobody here knew anything about American art. The first show I had, which was very important, was at the Museum of Modern Art here in Paris, which
mm-hmm.
I arranged with the Museum of Modern Art in New York. Really, René Darn, of course, said that in Paris we started the whole international program,
mm-hmm.
see, because I was working with them at that time. But
that
I can.
12 Americans or something? Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Very good
yeah.
memory. I have a catalog of that. But I convinced the people in Paris.